Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Title. With me today, I have the country head for Love Bonito, Bianca Belmadia. Bianca, thank you for joining us today.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Fantastic. It's lovely to have you here to find out a bit more about you. For once, this isn't going to be an in-depth grilling of your knowledge of your area and your expertise. This is to find out about you as a person. As the name suggests, beyond the title, as we're going beyond the title of country head and finding out more about Bianca.
Thank you. That's a good, refreshing, conversation that we're going to have today.
Excellent. So for the first question, I'm going to ask, what is your ikigai? And for those uninitiated watching, ikigai is a Japanese phrase meaning your reason for being or your reason for jumping out of bed in the morning.
I think especially in today's circumstances, I think just be grateful and enjoying life despite circumstances. I think that is valid for today. But I think beyond today, I think definitely my ikigai is the people that I lead, also the customers that we serve. And luckily, I'm managing and leading a brand that is purposeful for women and for equality for women. So I think that is what really makes my day quite purposeful, even for myself that's leading the company.
Fantastic. That's such a powerful, positive cause. Thank you. Which movie character best represents you and why?
This question got me thinking for a little while because I've never really thought myself as a movie character. But I think when I actually think about it, I think a character that's really cool that I wish I am is Daenerys Targaryen from Game of Thrones.
Fantastic. Mother of Dragons.
I think why is she the one that I picked is because she can really turn any situations to be able for her to just rise up and to the occasion and just, you know, really, really make the bad, worst situation that could happen to a good one, or in ways that you can still be able to contribute to society.
Brilliant. Thank you. Which app could you not live without and why?
Which app? I think especially these days, I think all the streaming apps like we are today on YouTube and Netflix and definitely for work, Slack and all the Google things that really saved our life, especially when we're working from home.
It's brilliant. It's such a good way to stay connected. I thank heavens for the internet. it gets a bad rap a lot of the time and for a lot of negative reasons. But I think bringing people together and keeping people connected has been so invaluable.
Yes, definitely. And the movies is good too.
And entertainment. Otherwise, I might have to take up jigsaw puzzles and I'm not very good at them. What advice would you give to your 21-year-old self if you could?
I think ride on that ambition, that go-getter mindset and that hustler mentality, because I think when you're 21, everyone kind of says you're a bit young, too young, right? With no experience, but don't let that stop you, because I think when you're 21, you do have that like energy and drive that you probably won't have when you're in your 30, right? So I guess really do ride on that momentum, that ambition and that just hustler mindset.
That's fantastic advice. Thank you. What's the harshest feedback you've ever received?
I think too young is something that I've gotten a few times. Just people don't say it right to my face, but you can't do it. But you can really tell that that's what they're saying. So I think that is probably two of the things that actually really drive me are those really negative feedback, because you just kind of want to prove them all. So.
Absolutely. And it seems like you have. So well done. What's the biggest leadership challenge you're facing during current crisis?
I think definitely in crises, we have to kind of balance the needs of the company, which sometimes can be quite tricky, with the needs and the livelihood for the team and the people. And at the end of the day, as a company, we need to be fair with our people. We also need to be fair to see what's the condition of the company. And I think right now, those balancing act is probably the way to test a person's leadership. Yeah, just like mine.
Brilliant, thank you. What are your predictions for the new normal in the digital world 2.0?
I think everything that we're seeing today, like health, basic needs, being with family, will still be primary focus, right? But I think beyond that, beyond the lockdown, beyond the, I guess, just social distancing, everyone is moving to digital, and I think that is inevitable. Even for the most conventional businesses. So I think times has just really, really changed. And especially in a country like where I am from, Indonesia, a country that's probably from a technology standpoint a bit more behind, it just kind of forces everyone to change and change the way they do and operate as a business, and also change the way we communicate to our consumers. So there's a lot of changes.
Definitely. What are your hopes for the future?
My hope for the future is to not go back to where we were before, because I think that's just, I think there's this period of life for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. So, but I think for us to evolve as humans, as businesses, and as species, to new way of living and contributing to hopefully make this world a better place.
Fantastic. I certainly hope so.
Yeah.
What do you think will change permanently within your industry?
I think because I came from retail, and I think retail is probably one of the most conventional businesses there is in the industry. I think that needs to be change, that will change dramatically. I think for people or businesses that has been around for 2-3 decades doesn't mean they're going to be around for another 1-2 decades. You know, I think sometimes people in the industry are a bit stubborn. And I think with this, it's kind of like a wake up call for everyone to kind of just shift. And if you want to stay with the new, then you kind of need to do a lot of major changes. Yeah.
This is sort of really rapid transformation and evolution almost of retail.
Yeah.
Onto a slightly sillier question.
Okay.
Can you tell us one weird fact about you?
One, I don't eat banana that is like in a shape of a banana, but I do drink banana like strawberry smoothie. So that's, I guess, a bit interesting. I don't know. I couldn't think of myself.
I don't like banana at all, but I can taste it in any smoothie, and I can't start. Even if you hide it with all the strawberries in the world, I'll still taste that one drop of banana.
Oh, so we have something in common.
Yes, and I think actually one of our previous Beyond the Title speakers as well, Lena Koscheck from Tom Dixon, she also hates, that was her fun fact, is that she hates banana. So I think we're gathering a good collective of people, and we can take bananas down.
Yeah. And I have one more thing. So I guess I was never actually legally able to drink when I was studying in the US. So I graduated when I was 20. So my whole college years, I had my fair share of fun days, but I guess I wasn't technically legal because the legal age in the US was 21. So.
Ah, you see, should have gone to university in the UK. We can drink.
I know.
I'm confident that the vast majority of students in the UK take advantage of that significantly.
Yep.
What's your motto in life?
I think I have a few, but I guess for leadership, I believe that. And someone told me this, and I did not make this up, but a company can only grow if the leaders continue to strive for growth. I think that is one of the, I guess, advice that really struck me. And that's where I really push myself to grow. And I feel that if I myself am not growing, I don't think whatever ship that I'm trying to sail is gonna, you know, go to the next stage. And secondly, I think for me, success, and whether it's like company success, personal success, will only come if there's like consistency and discipline. So I think, I mean, we hear the saying success doesn't come overnight. I think we all know that. But I think the hardest part is consistency and discipline, because I always say to people, starting a business is easy. I think being disciplined and consistent and just going in and day out to give you 110%, it's where the hard part is, you know, so.
Totally, that makes total sense. Fantastic. Thank you.